Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Brilliant scenes in South Korea last week as Liverpool's Bianca walked and became the first British fighter to successfully defend a World Taekwondo Championships title. Let's find out how. Morning, Bianca.
Hello, how are you?
Great, thank you. How delighted were you?
Oh, no, I was really happy. I couldn't believe it. Like, to make a little bit of history is, like, just something really special. And to win it, like, to do it by winning the world twice is just unbelievable. And I just want to say, I'm so sorry I've lost my voice because I was cheering for everyone on the last day and my voice is gone.
What, even from a few days ago? Especially your mate Jade as well, Jade Jones.
Yeah, the other day I was just screaming so much because I get too involved in the competition. Like, I just want to go out there and help them out, but I was just screaming and screaming, so my voices ain't terrible.
You're passionate both on and off the mat, so to speak. You said you made a bit of history. You won gold in Russia in 2015, didn't you? Was that unexpected for you?
Yeah, I think when I won it then, it was like even more special because I not long ruptured my ACL in my knee, so it was like a big operation for me to come back, and to even be there was amazing. So for me to go up there and win the world with such a injured knee and bad operation that I went through was just incredible.
Is it almost harder to maintain your championship, to do it a second time round? Does it sort of play on your mind, the fact that you won it the year before, there's an expectation and pressure on you?
To be fair, I think it is, yeah, because everyone expects me to win again. I've done it before, why can't I do it again? But, like, it's just the same people. Like, I've got to go through everything that everyone else is doing to try and win. So it is a lot of pressure that people outside put on yourself. But to be honest, I did do really well because I tried to work on it before I left, to not put that much pressure on me and try to accept, like, I could lose and I might lose. So I went out there willing to lose, so it helped me to do everything I could, like tactically and physically, to help me get better and to try and win.
Because amidst all this, it hasn't been completely smooth, has it? You had the disappointment of the Olympics, which, you know, an awful lot was said about that.
Yeah, I think getting a medal in the Olympics was fantastic, but like just for me, it wasn't my personal goal. So I went out there and I was really like upset that I got bronze, even though I knew before I would go and I was probably going to get gold or bronze because of the draw. Mm. But like it's only if anything, it's just made me want gold even more in Tokyo.
So it affected your mindset. It made you more driven, if you like.
Yeah, if anything, yeah, it did definitely push me on. Like, not straight away, but when I got back into the gym slowly, I'm thinking, oh, I could do really well at the World, make a bit of history, so why not do it?
Right, how did it go in South Korea then? Because just looking at how the draw was made, did you fancy your chances from the off?
Well, to be honest, I said I wouldn't look at the draw because I thought whoever I get, no matter what, I'll do everything the same. So I thought to me, I'll have five fights. I had to win five fights to win. Mm. And I just took each one by a time. Like, I took it round by round. And I just eventually got through and through and through. And I remember watching the semi-final before me, which was China or USA. And then I was just thinking, no matter who I get, like, just go out there. And then I ended up getting the USA girl. And I thought, come on, maybe here we go. And then I did the job.
So that was Jackie Galloway. But in your semi-final, there was a home favourite. Is that right?
Yeah. I had Ansei Bon, who was from Korea. And like that was probably one of the closest fights I had for that competition. Like, I still did quite well in it, but that was probably my toughest fight there.
Just give us a quick... A lot of people won't be familiar with Taekwondo, what you have to go through to sort of win a fight. How long does a fight take?
So each fight consists of 3 2-minute rounds, and it's basically whoever's got the most points at the end of that round, so like you could, or unless you knock them out on the way. So I have to have five of them fight in the whole day normally, but for this competition I had to fight all the way up until the semis, and then I had to fight the next day for my semi and final, which was strange for us. Like, I'd rather do five fights all in one day. I know that sounds crazy, but I'd rather do that. And then yeah, you're the eventual winner, basically. And just scoring in Taekwondo, you have to either kick to the body or kick to the face, or if you really can, just knock them out on the way. That's a bit easier.
Are they quite intense 2-minute rounds then?
Well, obviously it depends on each person, but like how we fight, how like GB Taekwondo girls fight and that, we try and like go for intensity, so like try and start the match off as quick as we can and try not to get hit at the same time. So with our coach, he makes us make them intensity all the time.
I take it, obviously, it feels like there was a massive team spirit around you. But was that great to see all the friends and the family and the rest of the Taekwondo team sort of cheering you when you held up the gold?
Yeah, definitely. Like, because we've got so much closer as a team recently, and like we're all like supporting each other, training together. We all know what we've been through day in, day out. I think like when everyone's there and cheering us on, it's like really special, and like it's really nice that everyone supports each other. And like I was there, I've lost my voice for all of them, and I think it's just nice as a team that we're getting closer, and to be honest, we're getting stronger as athletes individually.
And we mentioned Jade Jones before. Was she a little... I mean, obviously, bronze is a great achievement. Was she a little bit disappointed, though, as well?
Yeah, obviously, because everyone knows Jade is the golden girl, like, in the Olympics. Obviously, she's always got so much pressure. And I think, like, just this time, she just didn't do that well. But it's, like, so sad because she did fantastic. So she still achieved the world bronze medal because she's got Olympic gold. Like, it looks like she didn't do that well. So it's just, like... I think like people need to start hitting it around and be like, oh, look what Jade did, not that she didn't get.
Yeah, bronze is amazing, isn't it? It's amazing in anything you do.
Like, oh, she didn't get it.
Yeah, you shouldn't treat it like that. I've seen a couple of things written this morning. Tell me whether this is out of context or not. Talking about you possibly being interested in MMA fighting in the future?
No, yes. Yeah, yesterday someone was like, oh, would you do it? And I said, well, I'd do it if I got like a certain fight, and if I got loads of money and stuff like that. we'll see.
So it's not something that's necessarily on your mind right now, fighting in MMA?
No, I think like most people just ask because like obviously it's a Taekwondo is a martial art, and obviously UFC has massively grew now, and like everyone watches Conor McGregor and everything like that, and he used to do Taekwondo. So like it is like on the path to change into careers, but it is a completely different sport, and I'd have to start like taking people down, and I don't know if I could do that.
Of course you could.
We'll see.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.